Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. I don't want to read the title of this article. I found it in a couple of places, but I originally heard it on another podcast. It was so outrageous, I had to look it up, read the articles for myself just to make sure that it was being represented properly. It was. And I'm not going to read you the title of the article. I want there to be a little bit of surprise. So I'm going to do a little bit more reading than I normally do. But it's so rich, I think you'll enjoy it. The Archbishop of Kampala Diocese, Paul Simajuria, has called on Christians to work hard and break free from poverty if they are to see heaven in the afterlife. Simajuria was addressing Mass at the Priestly Golden Jubilee and Episcopal Silver Jubilee celebrations for the retired ambassador of Vatican, and then some words I cannot pronounce. The celebration, which attracted thousands of faithful, were held on Sunday in Matala Maria, and other words I cannot pronounce. The prelate urged Christians to use their God-given talents and the gift of life to uplift themselves from poverty, reminding them that God has no place in heaven for the poor. Let's move into his precise quote. Maybe something was lost in translation. God will not entertain the poor in heaven. You will not go there. I will stand in the entrance to stop you from going there. Does this have George Wallace standing in the entrance to the University of Alabama, physically barring the door with his body, shouting, "Segregation now, segregation forever." Yes, this guy, he will stand there and bar the gates of heaven to keep you from going in. He goes on, "We have misunderstood the gospel. Being poor should not be misinterpreted to be without money," Simajuria said. Okay. So, what's your version of poor? Because it has everything to do with being without money and the necessities that money can buy. But in his interpretation, no. No, has nothing to do with money, says he. The Archbishop added, "God will say, I created you with eyes, the brain, and gave you life, and you die poor? You will perish in hell. We should work hard. Let's not sleep and be idle." Okay. That's enough. I think we understand what he was saying. It seems pretty clear. I think he was speaking clearly. Nothing is lost here in translation. If you are poor, you will go to hell. Wow. Just wow. Let me just tell you, any Christians out there who happen to be poor, you don't have to worry about it. This Archbishop isn't going to be in heaven to bar the door. No, so not to worry. He's not going to be able to make good on his threat here. In his mind, how much money do you have to be not so poor that you can get into heaven? I mean, what's the threshold? What's the cutoff? I'm just wondering. You know, all the times that God said, "Blessed are the poor and woe to the rich," he wasn't talking about money. What might he have been talking about? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, wow. And this is an archbishop. This is a Catholic archbishop. This is not a low rank. This is a very high and important rank. He had to work hard and for a very long time to achieve that post. I feel certain this is not the first time he has said something like this along his climb to the lofty range, lofty rank of archbishop. Just maybe the time it hit the news. And what about all of the other Catholics that are sitting there who are thinking, no, 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 Jesus' message is for the poor? I mean, if he's an archbishop, surely this caught the Pope's attention. You know, Pope Francis, he's so good of a person, he's practically not Catholic. What's his response going to be to this? Because he very much believes in ministry to the poor. I will stand at the door and stop you, he says. God gave you, he will say to you, I gave you eyes, I gave you a brain. What about the people who were born blind? Does that mean it's okay for them to go to heaven poor? What about the people who were born with mental illness or who developed mental illness along the way? Are they going to go to hell if they die poor? I mean, as funny as this is, and as much fun as I am having poking at it, I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say, this is not real Christianity. So people, please avoid wackadoo archbishops calling themselves Christians in cult-like churches. Leave Catholicism now. Okay. Was that a cheap shot? I think it was. True. Till next time, bye-bye.